ASSINIBOIA. The Kincaid and District Health Center Board Inc. held the grand opening of the new health clinic at Kincaid on November 23. There were over 60 people who celebrated the momentous day, which included business owners, sponsors and community members near and far. In a short 7 months the community went from groundbreaking to grand opening. The contractor was Clem Tarian, Tarian Construction and the subcontractors included CD Plumbing and Heating, Pontex, X Fire Control Limited, Pontex, Chuck's Backhoe Service, Pontex, E. Klein's Construction, Kincaid, Restore It Painting, Mankota, Sunset Kitchens, Moose Jaw, Brett Raymond, Aneroid, Castle Engineering, Swift Current, C&E Piling, Swift Current C&D Machine, Swift Current, Cruise Glass, Swift Current, TruePrint Drafting and Design, Wymark, Kelvin Scott, Kincaid, and Carpet One, Swift Current. It was determined extensive repairs were required to the Kincaid Health Clinic in early 2022. Estimates were received and data was reviewed to ensure the ongoing viability of a health clinic in Kincaid. After public consultation, a decision was made by the member municipalities, RM75, Kincaid and Hazenmoor, to proceed with the construction of a new clinic for the area. The Kincaid and District Health Center Board developed a sponsorship wall to ensure permanent recognition for donors to the facility. Additionally, the board had some fundraisers including the Hot Wheels for Health in April 2022, a hypnotist in November 2022 and an auction evening on November 4, 2023. They have also held a mower lotto and a couple other small raffles. These funds the board raised over half of what was needed for the project. The RM obtained remaining financing required for the project from Municipal Financing Corp and the project was completed, on budget. The total project cost was $840,000. The KDHCB appreciates the support from all the communities, businesses and sponsors for the new clinic. The clinic would have never been possible, without receiving the support from the community. The board is looking forward to getting everything moved into the new clinic and having it operational within the next couple of weeks.